GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hill Rick Tyler Show with a man that beats the eggs and whips the cream. He's mean in the kitchen. He's our GHRT executive chef, Tim Lewis from Parker Ridge.
I'm going to make
But he's
more.
Setting up shop right now over in Spacious Studio 7.
Over.
Hey, see?
So when I'm
Oh,
done,
your guest is already telling us what she's done. Oh, my goodness.
This is awesome.
Hey, Tim, who is that? Who'd you bring into SS7A today?
This is Cheryl, and I want to say your last name correctly.
Michaud.
See, I always think it's Michaud.
What kind of a radio announcer would you be?
I am from Connecticut, so
oh my gosh,
that's why I say it wrong.
Some of us know Cheryl from West Market Square. Is it, I always want to call it West Market Square Cafe.
It's West Market Square Artisan Coffee House.
That's a long name.
It is a long name, but it tells you where it is.
Yep.
And Artisan Coffee tells you that we're a specialty coffee house.
Mm-hmm. Some of us just call it heaven.
Yeah, yes. We'll go with that.
No.
Artisan Coffee. Right?
Artisan Coffee. Yeah.
Do you make artisan tea?
We carry Tea Mania's tea from down in Winterport. They make an awesome tea.
Well, I might try that then. Yeah. But Rick's the coffee guy. He really.
And I know. And you know what? I'm going to do something that is totally inappropriate because you made it, and I'm going to come in and get it. I'm going to take my headphones off and come into SS7.
Oh, here it is. Making history.
Because you got to tell them what it is that you brought.
All right.
I will.
Because you know.
Yes.
How good it is.
I know how good it is.
All right.
I got up early and dialed this in for you this morning.
Okay.
Rick. So Rick's a fan of Royal Tar. It's a blend from 44 North Roasters. They're coffee roasters. They're down in Deer Isle, Stonington.
All right.
And so this blend is Ethiopian, Honduran, and Peru, and it's a dark roast. So I brought in the beans. The guys here are looking at it.
Will you marry me? I'm sorry, Elizabeth.
You should see the look on Rick's face right now. He looks like he picked up a pot of gold.
He's going down to Honduras to get some.
Yeah.
And I prepared that in a Chemex, which is a pour-over method of brewing coffee. So,
really?
Yeah.
Can you explain to me what the pour-over is? I mean, how does this work, the filtration process, real quick?
That wasn't no Mr. Coffee that you brought in.
Yeah,
that was
not
no
your,
Mr. Coffee. Yeah. No. So it's kind of hard to describe, but when you're on the radio, but you use a filter. It's a cone-shaped.
Mm-hmm.
It's a paper filter. In a device, a dripper, and we grind the coffee. We have a bit of a recipe, if you will, because we dial it in. And the only thing we really change in that recipe is what grind we put the coffee on.
Oh,
so we have a certain grams of coffee ratio to the grams of water. And then the only thing I did this morning for you, Rick, was I played around with a couple of different grind levels on the grinder this morning and tasted it till I felt like the appropriate taste notes were coming through.
You see, I don't think people think about that. You get your coffee, you might be buying the whole bean, and then you're going to put it through your grinder, and then you're going to do. No, few people at all talk about how fine you grind it in order to get the coffee that you want, but you do.
There's an art to this.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Art and a science is absolutely an art and science.
Hence the word artisan.
There you go.
Wait, yeah. George, see,
we're learning everything today.
Yeah, there is.
I can tell you, and we've talked about this on the show before. I don't drink coffee. I never have. I just never have.
This will get you hooked.
No.
You better stay away from
it. But I love the smell of the coffee when it's brewing.
Yeah. Smell this real quick.
It smells fantastic.
You know, the first person that devises.
Put your nose right in there.
The first person that devises a cologne or a perfume that is the smell of coffee.
Oh, yeah, that smells great.
Someone's going to become a billionaire.
Well, okay. We have Nutritious Skin makes soaps for us. They're out of Aroostook County, and she actually uses some of Tandem Coffee Roasters coffee in that soap. So
coffee soap.
You can walk down the street. You can walk down the street and people smell you.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah,
hey,
you smell like coffee.
Let me take a sniff of your neck. Here.
Not to get too adult with you, but if you're in the shower with that, honey, I think I'm just going to jump right in. My wife and I started to tell you this story, Tim and Cheryl. I don't know, George. I've shared this with you before. My wife and I at a past Y Gala bid and won a week stay with a lot of friends on Deer Isle.
And it was semi-sunny, but on one very, very rainy day, and by the way, we had no coffee maker. Mm-hmm. I had to drive to Stonington and buy one. I had to drive back to, I remember I had to drive back to Blue Hill and buy one at the Rite Aid. Okay, that's how long ago it was. But it was just horrible. It wasn't working. And then we started exploring. I turned the corner and I found the old church, the old school building.
Yes.
And someone said, there's a coffee place there. Walked up those rickety, creaky stairs and had the best cup of coffee in my whole life.
Yeah.
And they told me
it's an amazing story.
44 North is the name of it.
Yeah. Mel and Megan started that company in that church. They used to have to hoist and carry those great big bags of beans all the way upstairs to the roaster. And now they have a location in Deer Isle where they're roasting beans. And then they have a cafe in Stonington as well. Our 44 North is a guest roaster, we call them, at our coffee house. Our primary roaster is Tandem Coffee Roasters out of Portland.
They're excellent as well.
Oh my gosh. Their coffee is awesome. They have a great support system for us. They come up every few months and check in with us. They actually bring their little devices and checking the solids and the coffee and how we're dialing in. And, you know, we're always right on the money, but, you know, we're always learning something different to kind of up the game on making a really great cup of coffee. So today you were talking about smell, George.
Yeah.
What I brought in for you guys was 44 North Royal Tar, which is the blend we just talked about, which is dark roasted.
It's so
and
good.
Then
it's
the I brought in Aricha, which is a single origin Ethiopian that's a Tandem coffee. It's a medium. The Tandem coffee, and we get these on occasion, the Ethiopians are what's called naturally processed, which means that when that cherry was picked, it was they are laid out on parchment and they're dried in the sun until that cherry just ferments off the bean. So it leaves like a nice natural sugar fruitiness to the bean. And then when they roast it, they're taking great care to roast it at a place where that fruitiness, that taste note comes through. So George just smelled the difference between the two coffees.
The smells are great. I mean,
this ain't your Maxwell house.
No, I learned about coffee early in life. When I was in the Navy, I was the only guy in a ship that didn't drink coffee.
You see that text message? You see the text message that came into you?
No.
Never heard of a Navy man who never drank coffee. Are you sure you were in the Navy?
The captain, in fact, threatened to throw me off the ship. Mm. I mean, I was a traitor or something. My mother raised me drinking tea, and I always drank tea. And my daughter moved to Seattle, and everybody in Seattle, they drink it all day long.
Of course.
Seattle seems to be the coffee capital.
Well, it's all cloudy and rainy. You need to do something to keep your energy up.
I have to come down to the reality. People will pay for this. It's not inexpensive, is it?
No, but we're not priced outside of the range of. I'm very competitive.
What's a cup of coffee cost?
So from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m., Monday through Friday, we do grumpy hour.
Grumpy hour. I love this. It's not happy hour. Yeah, they have grumpy hour, 7 to 9.
Yeah, so a 16-ounce cup of coffee is $2.
That's not bad.
That is not bad compared
to... That's really good.
That's not bad.
But after 8 o'clock, then the price goes to, with tax, is $3.13.
And so, what about those lattes and all that kind of stuff?
Oh, the lattes are all, I've like competitively priced myself. But
you do all those things.
We do them, and we do them as they are done in the specialty coffee world. So it's about proportion of milk to the shot.
Okay.
So a cappuccino is a 6.5 to 8 ounce drink.
That little one when they go...
That's a shot of espresso.
Espresso.
Yeah.
I never drank this stuff, so I don't know.
So good.
What I don't get is the Americano. I don't understand why people...
Oh, the hot water and espresso.
Yeah, hot water and espresso.
Well, that started as a result of World War II and the troops being over in Europe, and they found the espresso was just a little too much for them.
Too heavy for them.
So they diluted it, you know. At our coffee house, what we do now and take it to another level is we've dialed in that espresso in the morning. So it shouldn't be bitter and it shouldn't be sour. It's going to be bold.
Yep.
But we put that in a cup of coffee and we put just enough water in there so that you get a good cup of coffee. And we don't want to dilute the shot, but you know, obviously, if customers want a little extra water, that's what we'll do for them.
At the invitation of Executive Chef Tim Lewis of Parker Ridge, he in our studio, he's brought in Cheryl Michu. How'd I do?
Yes, great.
Yes. I'm going to say West Market Square Cafe. Just go to West Market Square, follow your nose, okay, and walk right in the shop, okay? Mm. Because you've got, is Amy down there staffing this morning?
Not today.
No.
Tomorrow.
Not today, okay. Because she's waited on us a whole bunch.
Red rocking chairs out front, so you can't miss it.
Yeah. And she's brought some treats.
There you go, George. Dig in.
Now, treats I'm okay with.
Yeah.
There's some awesome treats in there. So I have a great baker, Cassie, who makes some... She bakes everything that we have at the coffee house, except the donuts that we get from Elaine's up in Milo. Mm-hmm.
She's got some macarons in
there. There's some French macarons in there, muffins. There's some great lemon almond coffee cake in there.
I shouldn't have told you guys about these.
I've had the lemon almond coffee cake from you before. That was... Oh, man.
Rick came in and got the coffee, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yes.
Came in and got... He didn't get in the box.
He didn't get in there.
No. It's okay.
Keep him out of the box.
Listen to me. I don't need it. Okay.
He's watching his curly figure.
I'm watching my girlish figure. Hey, I'm teaching at noon today, Tim, if you want to come by and take the class.
Are you saying I need
some? No, I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
My wife would agree with you probably.
But I don't think you're eating your own food very much.
I'm different now as a chef. I cook smaller portions. I have like 5-7 course meals, but they're 2 to 3 bite-sized things, so you can just try a little bit of everything.
You're going in and they charge you a lot of money, and they tell me it's the presentation.
Well,
and every time they tell me they're going to present it to me.
You eat with your eyes first.
Yeah, plating is important.
Yes.
Cheryl, when Tim cooks, he does that thing that you see on Food Network and the competing, and he puts his finger in it, does that little lick to make sure that it's right, okay?
Yes.
Okay, and that has to happen. What I don't see, what I've never seen at West Market, and I've never seen anyone do it, bartenders, you know what they do?
Yeah, they don't.
Bartenders take those little straws, they put the straw in the drink with their finger on it, and it like vacuums up some, and then they taste it, just the straw, to make sure it's right. But I never see a barista sipping the coffee to make sure it's right. How do you know? Where do you find the faith? But we do.
So you just haven't seen it because it happens first thing in
they
the morning.
Squat down behind a counter.
Yeah. So because it's happened. So when we have brewed coffee.
Yeah.
We've already made a batch or two of that in the morning, and I've thrown out batches of coffee before if I don't think it's
Sacre bleu.
Yeah. If it's not.
Right into the condensed cake.
Yeah, right. If it's not where we think those taste notes would be, we don't serve it.
But now, by the way, I was just chided for slurping. But if a beverage or like a soup is hot, Emily Post says that's when you're allowed to slurp.
You slurp.
You're allowed to slurp coffee and soup when it's hot.
Yes,
you're right.
Follow the slurping.
Well,
sounds.
There's such a thing as cupping, just like. You know, wine tastings and all that. There's coffee cuppings, which we will start doing.
Sure. I'm sorry, I had a much different.
Which we will start doing.
Believe me, Rick. That sounds really bad. Pretty big at wine.
It's really good.
Too.
I'm going to Urban Dictionary right now, and I'm looking up cupping right now.
It's called a cupping, but it's a coffee tasting.
Okay. Hey,
and you slurp. You do slurp.
Can you stick around for a bit so we can have some more talk with Tim Lewis, our executive chef?
He wants more coffee. That's what he wants.
You're damn right.
Mike was in here looking for it, too.
I know. I told him that you guys were here, and I told him about this.
You can have mine.
44 North Coffee.
It smells wonderful.
And you want to find this, by the way. This is a great place to find it. The West Market Square Coffee Artisan Emporium,
artisan
whatever.
House.
Okay,
artisan cafe.
Slurp and be happy. Okay, Cheryl Michu is Tim's guest here this morning on the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.